This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
Hey guys, welcome to the Hero Academy podcast, the place where you can celebrate and highlight our frontline heroes, people such as nurses, firemen, EMS, police officers, and military are all heroes without capes. I don't care about politics, only positivity and purpose. I only care about those that have chosen to serve our society. I believe in collaboration over competition. Here, you'll learn the secrets and strategies that let ordinary people become extraordinary inside of their purpose. Sometimes we'll throw in some simple side hustles that everyday regular people are doing, things that you could do to make some extra money, especially if you're starting to think about retirement and what's next. Inside this podcast, each week you'll learn from people like you that were working full time but still found the time to create a course, grow a big team, create a coaching program, a large audience, or a profitable side hustle. The steps they took, their backstories, and how they overcame their burnout that they were facing. The perfect blend of mindset and techniques. Carpe diem. Now let's get your dream lit for your freedom. I'm your host and coach, Super Dave. Let's go.
All right. So you were saying your boy, he's got a podcast?
Yeah. Podcast is about, you know, how first responders have different jobs, you know, and
similar to what I do.
Yeah. So yeah, I chimed in, him and another guy, it was pretty good. It turned out to be pretty good
podcast. What's the name of his podcast?
Oh man, I have to look it up, man.
When you get it, get back to me on it.
Okay.
I want to link up with him.
Okay. Yeah, he's actually a real estate agent.
So he's a paramedic.
Firefighter. Firefighter, paramedic. I think he's a lieutenant now I think about it.
Lieutenant, paramedic, firefighter.
Yeah.
See, you guys, firefighters, paramedics, they got the best schedules. What do you work, 3 on, 4 yeah. days off?
No, me, I work 1 on, 2 days off.
1 on, 2 days off, and yeah. That's always the schedule?
That's always the schedule.
That's why every firefighter that I know, they got something on the side. They got some kind of side hustle.
We got to, man, you know? We got to. I got a lot of side hustles. I had a lot of side hustles before I joined this fire department, so I just keep them going, you know? But, you know, when the world shut down during COVID in 2020, I picked up another skill in which I had been doing, but I kind of did it in lieu of DJing and photography because everybody was staying inside. So I picked up woodworking.
Okay.
So I made quite a bit of projects before and it started.
Did you make any flags like this?
I did not. I didn't get into that, man.
Okay.
That market was you know,
saturated,
man. Like everybody was making those. I made more furniture stuff.
Okay,
like,
all right, yeah.
I like to make seatingless solutions. You know,
that's a solid skill for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's get into it. How many years you've been a paramedic, firefighter?
So I've been a firefighter since I joined the fire service April 2001. Right before 9/11, I finally got all my cards and everything by 2002. And then from there, I got my EMT and I've been a paramedic for the last 16 years.
Wow. God bless you, man.
God bless you. Thank you. Long road.
Yeah. 20 plus years. And, yeah. You probably get the question all the time, but how much longer are you going to stay?
I'm going to do my 25, full time in Ohio was 25 years and you got to be over the age of 48.
Okay.
I'm going to do mine. I started in the fire service late, so I still have 9 left.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm 50, bro. So
okay. All
it's
right.
A little rough.
All right. So, of your side hustles, I know you do a little bit of acting. I
A
know
little bit, yeah, a
a
little
little
bit,
bit of
yeah.
acting, but that could you never know where next year could take you. That could turn into like all of a sudden you're moving out to Hollywood. So my first question for you is, if you made like your annual salary monthly acting, would you walk away from, and it was guaranteed, and it was guaranteed.
Well, let me clarify. So the acting, for me is it was just one of those things that I did. You probably saw the post that I made.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm a photographer too. So that's where, just acting out, different shoot scenes, whether it's, me being a fitness model, I act it out, whether it be me, acting like a soldier, I act it out,
Yeah.
Those are things where I get acting from. But as far as photography, if I made the money I make now in the fire service and doing photography and then my DJing at the same time, yeah, I'd be out, man.
Yeah. A lot of people say that if they could make the same money, they'd be out. The salary, I call it the golden handcuffs because it keeps you tied. It keeps you tied. It keeps you comfortable. Like it's paying your bills. It's giving you a pretty good life, but it's not your best life. And nobody goes into the fire service thinking that they're gonna get rich. And that's why I love firemen. I love police officers, nurses, military people, because they go in with a servant's mindset. Like they want to help. It's a respected job.
It
It's a
is.
very respected career, and I respect the work that you've done. I can only imagine the kinds of calls you've been on, and like the amounts of trauma you've been exposed to, the accident scenes. I was a street cop for 17 years, and I was only exposed to like a few really, really bad accidents. One, the girl, she lived, but she had her head peeled back, brain exposed. And I was like, because she was sitting in the back seat in the middle, flew through the windshield, and the rearview mirror peeled back her skull.
Man, that inertia
Crazy.
is it in the
The things,
inertia is
and we don't
natural.
even realize the things that we see all the time. This is like
Oh.
it becomes normal.
Yeah, you become jaded, prior while I was a firefighter and I was an EMT, but prior to going to paramedic school, I actually took a job with a guy that he was actually a neighbor of mine. He had a contract with the coroner's office and he was doing removals. And so I like to tell everybody when people ask me, how you stay so calm on these traumas and these, accident scenes and these cardiac arrests and you don't panic at all. It's like, look, I've seen the worst of the worst. I picked up bodies for a living at one time. I seen things that I don't wish anybody else to see, things like that, picking up, dead infants, picking up,
Yeah.
somebody's family that perished in a fire or perished in a car accident, I picked up body parts. I picked up, to preserve evidence. I picked up brain matter and I picked up skull fragments in paper bags, brain matter in plastic bags.
Oh my God.
I scooped people's intestines out up before. It's things like that. I mean, those th type of things that you see that kind of made me, and I'm blessed that I had this opportunity. It made me a little bit strong minded,
Yes.
but. At the same time, it's made me jaded,
Yes.
like I'm
Yes.
just like, yeah, I like this morning, for instance, I worked at 24 yesterday, all day, and I got off at 8 a.m. this morning. We were up all night. I think we had four calls after midnight, and the last call came in right at 6, and it was a cardiac arrest. I mean, it was an ugly scene.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm just level-headed, like, all right, we got to do what we got to do to try to preserve, save this patient's life. Unfortunately, he perished. I mean, it was kind of one of those things that he wasn't going to come back, and I was actually had an EMT with me, riding with me. He was just like looking at me like, I don't understand how you could just be so chill. I was like, it just comes with, years experience and man,
Yes.
being exposed to those type of things, man. Like, I don't, I say jaded, but it's more like experience,
Yes. Yes.
So those are things that, like I said, I'm blessed to have that opportunity to, provide that service and to teach others, how to stay calm. 'Cause, if you don't stay calm, yeah, it's a spiral effect, man. You know what I'm
Yes.
saying?
Yes.
You panic, the patient panics. The patient panics, everybody else around you start panicking, and it's a shit storm. You know what I mean? But yeah.
So other than photography, what kind of music you DJ?
Man, I do a little bit of everything. When I first started, man, I'm an MTV kid, I was around when MTV first came on. I still remember the first video it played, you know what I'm saying? Video killed a radio star, I had some influences through watching Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? And then my cousin, who was married into the family, he was from New York and he was from Brooklyn. And he would come stay summers in Ohio, and he would bring shoe boxes of mixtapes from recorded radio shows, Red Alert, Stretch
That's where the
Armstrong,
love of
but
music started.
Bobito, you know what I'm saying, man? And it was like one of those things. I was like, I from that moment when I started hearing those tapes, I was like, I want to be a radio DJ, you know what I'm saying? And so that whole time I was getting these tapes when I was younger, I just wanted to do it, man. I started scratching on my mom's record player, Kmart record player, with the tape player and the tuner, radio tuner in front, the turntable on top. I was scratching her records, man. And finally, I had some friends that got some real equipment, and I kind of got into it a little bit more. And man, next thing you know, when I got around about, I've been DJing, man, I started like 14 years old, bro. So, I started making money right around about 16 years old, just playing music at different functions, skip parties, basement parties, things like that, for schoolmates and all that. And then it just blew up from there, man. I've did everything from universities to colleges. I'm sorry, colleges, universities, nightclubs. Shoot, I've did a tour, Dayton, the Daytona tour with the school, University of Dayton. They go down to Daytona every year. I did 1 year down there. Man, it was just a lot of just a little lot of things. When I stopped and think about it, I was like, I've DJed a lot, but it kind of changed. All the party going stuff kind of changed once I joined the fire department, because how work schedules work. You got to work 1 day out of the weekend,
Yes. But
so it's you.
you could do mutuals with other guys, right?
You can, but I had to leave that life alone, the nightclub life alone, man. Just
Yes.
because, showing up to work hungover ain't cool. You know what I'm
Yep.
saying? You don't know how your day's gonna go that next day. And I kind of shied away from the club stuff. Now I still do private parties. I do expos, I do trade shows. Shoot, man, I'd even DJ'd a few memorial services. I do a lot of different things, but my main, money maker now is for DJing is weddings, So I do. So for the last 20 years since I've been in the fire department, fire service, I've done so many weddings. It's bananas, man. 'Cause it's like, I've never advertised. It's like I did one wedding, and then for a coworker, and it just blew up. Like at my fire department right now, I probably DJed half of the people there at wedding receptions.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, no joke. Like I can go down to my roster and be like, yep, I did his, did hers, yep, that, yep, just like that, man. Or I DJ for a family member for a person that's on our roster. Yeah, it's just crazy.
So it just goes to show that if you do a good job, people will refer you.
Oh yeah. I tell all the younger people that get into DJing, like, man, all you gotta do is be nice. All you gotta do is be nice and talk to people, be available for them, understand their needs, man. It's easy. That's all you gotta do. That's all I've done. I consider myself an okay DJ, by far I'm not the best, but the level of service that I provide, the attention to detail that I do and I give, it's just can't nobody match it, and Mighty Matchett. But you know,
Do you know who Jesse Itzler is?
Jesse Itzler. No, I
He
don't.
was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he wrote a book called Living with the Seal. And
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So when he goes and does his professional tours, he brings a DJ with him.
Oh, does he? Okay.
And I was like, man, that's a genius idea. I'm like, I'm gonna have to steal that.
Nice.
I'm
Yeah.
gonna have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you just reminded me that, like, yeah, I need to put together a little score for my talk. So, like, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about
Okay.
that after the
Yeah.
fact.
All right.
But, like, what kind of challenges are you facing now, with the DJing and working? Have you got it down to a system, down to a flow, or is it challenging with your schedule?
It's challenging with my schedule. With me trying to book out, I pretty much know my work schedule for a year, you know? I mean,
It doesn't
a
change.
given. It really doesn't change unless it's a leap year, right?
Okay.
So I can look ahead and like, okay, I'm off that day, I can do it. Or I can look ahead and like, all right, I really want to do this. I can get a trade, a shift trade, or whatever, or take vacation day, you know?
How many vacation days do you get at this point?
Shoot, man. So my vacation accrual rate is pretty much I get half. I get, yeah, 13 hours per pay.
Okay.
So
And then what about like personal leave days you
we
get?
don't have we have what's called EDOs. Most states call it Kelly days, you know.
Okay.
So we get a set amount of Kelly days a year. My
What's that?
department's,
What's that amount? I'm just curious.
so it's like a, so my EDO Kelly day, basically for us, EDOs are earned days off.
Okay.
So it's a contractual thing. Basically my department right now, we get four EDOs a year.
Okay.
Some departments get like 12, some departments get 18, and
Wow.
those become Kelly days, and those Kelly days.
My department, we get five. They call them personal leave days, but we get five.
So it's something like that.
Yeah.
So, in the fire service, if you have a true Kelly day, if your duty, so if you have a true Kelly day, if your duty day falls on a Wednesday, you'll never work a Wednesday. That if your Kelly day is on a Wednesday, you know?
Okay.
So, once a month, if your duty day falls on a Wednesday, because it does, right? Or sometimes twice, you don't work that Wednesday. That's your day off, you know?
Okay.
And then you get vacation and you get, your sick time and all that. Those are the good departments. My department's fairly new. We've been around since 2012. We merged fire departments back in 2012. The city of Miamisburg and Miami Township were the cities that merged, and we had to scrap their contract and we had to start a new one, you know. So that's what happened with that. That's why we're so low on EDOs right now. And we
Okay.
just actually got them back in
Okay.
our contract. So it's one of
All
those
right.
places that we're blessed to
Yeah, I wasn't gonna ask what department because I didn't want to shout them out.
have
But
them.
you said it. So,
So yeah, we call it the Miami Valley Fire District. Yeah.
That's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio. Miamisburg, Ohio.
Because you say Miami, I think of Miami, Florida.
Oh no, I wish, man. I'd be wearing flip-flops in a Hawaiian shirt right now, man.
Oh man, anybody tell you kind of reminded them of LL Cool J? Like,
Oh man, yeah,
I
I
know
give
you don't
a
look like him. I don't look like him, but people say it all the
right. So yeah, I can see now too. Yeah, so yeah, I get it a lot. I get LL, and then I get The Rock sometimes.
Yeah, your build is closer to LL's.
Yeah, so I get both of them, man, and hey, it's a genuine nice compliment, I always
Yeah.
tell people like, oh man, I appreciate it. I wish they had their money.
The best compliment that anybody ever gave me was, you look fit, you look healthy. You know, like that just swole my head. That swole my head right there. I was like, oh, I look fit.
That's a
That's
good compliment, man.
a
Yeah,
very good
absolutely.
compliment.
Yes.
And
Yes,
then
it is.
one time when I was in uniform, just a random guy on the street that was sitting on a crate said that to me too.
Nice.
He's like, man, you're in pretty good shape. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that,
Yeah.
man.
All right,
I
'cause it's hard
appreciate
out here, man. It's
it.
hard
Yeah.
out here, bro. I
How
mean,
often are you training?
shoot, bro. Right about now, man, probably like 3 to 4 times a week,
Okay,
honestly.
that's not bad.
I'll tell you this, as I've gotten older, I'm listening to my body a little bit more. When I'm tired, I'm tired. I ain't gonna do nothing, you know? 'Cause I don't know how old you are, but I'm 50 and
47. Oh,
okay.
soon to be 48. We're almost the same age.
Yeah, so you go lifting when you're tired and you're, not feeling your best, 75 to 80, 90%. You risk yourself for injury, man.
Yeah.
So I take it easy, man. I take it easy. And I try to, refeed and everything, because, being a fireman, you ain't gonna eat dinner on time. You ain't gonna be eat lunch or all that on time. Like yesterday, well, I got to work at 8 a.m. We had a fire at 9:30. We didn't do
Yeah.
that fire until like 11. Nobody went to the grocery store for brunch. So we ended up eating out. We went to not Bob Evans. We tried to go to Bob Evans. They're packed. We went to the Waffle House, and we sat there, ate. I pigged out, man, and it's one of those things. If I'm hungry, and I made a post the other day. I saw a post, and I reposted it. If I'm hungry, you got about 27 minutes to feed me before I become a totally different person, man. And I was there yesterday.
I can
And
feel
both
you, bro.
meals were late.
I
So
can feel you.
we late lunch late. And then we kept getting calls afterwards. And I didn't eat dinner till damn near 8:30. That's bananas. Especially when if you try to intermittent fast and all that, it just don't work. It just don't work
Now,
sometimes.
would you say that the younger people that are coming into the fire department are more health conscious than our generation? Like the people that are 25 years younger, I feel like there are more of them that are doing intermittent fasting and lifting on a regular basis. I mean, it could just be their age too. Then like our generation, I feel like we're the exception to the rule. Like most people are not going to the gym, and most people are not taking care of themselves at an age when they really should be.
I would say yes and no on that. We do got some pretty, health conscious employees, younger employees. Most of the older guys, give or take, it's I can't even put a percentage on it. It's so random,
You got a gym inside the firehouse, like a nice gym?
All our firehouses have some type of workout equipment
Okay. All
in them. Yeah,
right, cool.
treadmills, rowers, elliptical. Bless you.
Thank you.
Elliptical and free weights, machine weights, stuff like that. Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's the it's there. Now, whether you want to take the time to pick up the weights or get on a treadmill or elliptical or something, that's on you. It's not, we don't have a requirement, fitness requirement,
That's the way it should be in
Drill.
all the firehouses. There should be a fitness requirement though.
It's, it should be.
Or an incentive, not necessarily requirement, an
That's the
incentive.
thing. That's the thing. It should be an incentive. Yeah, 'cause that would drive people and motivate people. Yeah. That would.
You
Absolutely.
got any projects coming up next? Like anything?
Man, I got some photo shoots coming up that are, pretty that to be pretty creative on. I do have a woodworking project I need to start working on. I got to make a coffee bar for one of my chiefs. and then
You coming out to New York anytime soon?
man, I haven't had any plans to come out there, but I haven't been to New York in years, man. I'm talking about years. Like I got family upstate, Syracuse.
Okay.
I got family and around Brooklyn and all that. But I haven't been in years, man. Like I think the last time I've been was for a family reunion, and like it was like my senior year in high school,
Okay. All right.
So I loved it. I remember going to I think we were in Staten Island or something. Went to some mall there, and it was life changing for me, you know, seeing Timberlands on sale. Like, what? You know, I was like, what? Yeah, so I was into that, man. I was into
Hey,
that.
if people want to link up with you, you have such a common name. What's the easiest way for people to find you?
My
Unless,
Instagram.
I was saying, unless you don't want to be found.
No, my Instagram. You can find me on my Instagram. So I used to have, I guess I pretty much still got five, and I wanna it's five Instagrams. I just tried to combine them all. And so my main page is all things B Scott.
All things B Scott.
Yep.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna hit you with my last five questions, and
Okay.
I'm gonna let you go because I respect your time and I appreciate you hopping on
Oh,
so
no
much.
worry, man. Yeah.
What's your definition of a hero?
Definition of a hero, somebody committing an act of kindness without being provoked and don't expect any type of conversation or any type of gratuity or award, whether it be verbal or financial or anything like that.
I would honestly say that that is 99% of the firemen that I've had interactions with. In my county, most of the departments are volunteer. And I look around at the job that these guys are doing, and I'm just like, these guys are, God bless them. And when the EMTs would show up and I knew they weren't getting paid, I'd be like, man, I'm so grateful for you guys because they're doing a hard job and they're volunteering their time to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it is in New York, but they do get a stipend.
Yeah,
Yeah. So,
they get a little,
but they're not career, you know, they're
right?
by
It's
sure not career. And they,
right.
and, you know, I never had the opportunity to volunteer. I worked with a lot of guys that did volunteer prior to going full time. And honestly, I'd say some of those guys are some of the smartest firemen that I know.
Because
Like, seriously,
their heart's in the right
their
place.
heart's in it, and they had to deal with a lot and overcome a lot to get to where they are, you know?
So,
And,
a lot, I know there's a lot of benefits to volunteering because I tried to get my kids to do it. I just know they were in the adolescent or the child corps, whatever it was called. They were doing that for like a year and then they were just like, Dad, we don't want to do it anymore. So I had to let that go. I had to respect their wishes. But when you're starting to feel stressed out, how do you show yourself love? How do you save yourself? I pretty much already know the answer, but
Yeah, man, music is
yeah.
always the answer. But you know what? To be honest with you, I just sit in a quiet room for me. You know, I don't know how to meditate, but I sit in a quiet room, have my eyes closed, and let my, you know, my mind free, get free. And I guess that is meditating, but I never formally know how to more meditate.
So I fall asleep if I sit still for too long. So the way that I typically do it is I'll put a pair of headphones over the ears and I'll listen to a guided meditation because they're telling me like, all right, now you're gonna breathe in and you're gonna think these thoughts. So I like guided meditation. You should
I'm gonna have to try
try some
that.
guided meditation on like I don't know if you have Spotify
Yeah, I have
or
Spotify.
yeah. So try that. Just type in guided meditation, like a gratitude meditation or like a abundance meditation, one of those. They're really, really good. And some of them you can find as short as like 10 minutes or even 5 minutes, 7 minutes long.
All right.
They're good. And I think you'll find you'll like that too.
Now I tell you one, you know, if I have a stressful day at work, you know, a hard day, rough day, one of the things that I found out that helps me before I get home, because you never want to take that negative energy home with you. You know what I'm saying? Is I'll drive with no music, no radio playing. And I live, you know, an hour and 15 minutes from where I work. So
Wow.
that de-stressing before I get home works wonders.
Yes.
Works wonders.
Yes, that is a really, really good tip. Now, as far as like you're DJing and photography, would you ever consider teaching that to other people? like
Oh,
adding.
absolutely. I've
Yeah, all
had,
right.
I have, yeah, I've mentored lots of DJs. Oh, yes. Lots of DJs. And they are like, I have a few that are so appreciative that I took the time.
Is it oversaturated?
DJing?
Yeah.
Oh, by far, yes.
Yeah.
Oh
But
my
there's
God.
always room. They say the same thing about YouTube and podcasting. There's always room for a good one.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can bring their own style, right? You know, different subjects, you know. But technology these days, that's why it's oversaturated. You know,
Because anyone can push buttons.
anybody can push buttons, bro. Like
Yeah.
when I started, man, it wasn't no buttons. It was
Yeah.
crossfaders, you know, but it was records. It was vinyl. You know, we're talking, you know, a party for me back in the day, 20 crates of records, milk crates of records.
I
And I've all
did a I did a part one of shout out to hip hop. I did a part one of how like it's affected my life and like how I was introduced to it through a friend when I was like probably 11 or 12, you know, maybe even as early as elementary school. I might have been aware of Run DMC, you know, because they just started to hit the radio. But yeah, I remember the birth of MTV and watching videos all the time. And
all the time, man. You know, and back to the MTV thing, I think that kind of made my, you know, my musical palette so diverse, you know.
yes.
Like I can listen to anything, man, you
Yes.
know, and like and find some benefit in it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not a fan of country, but a few of my coworkers they play a couple songs that just have stuck in my head because they play it so often. But that's like the only genre. Like, and when I play cards, I listen to classical music because there's no words and it just gets me like in a calm state and I feel like I can think, you know what I'm saying?
Have you just quick question, I know you got
Yeah.
an agenda, but have you listened to the new Andre 3000?
I have not. I
Take a listen.
heard.
Take a listen.
All right, I will.
Take a listen. I can see myself learning to meditate to that.
Okay.
Yeah, straight up. Like it is completely not what you're thinking about when you hear Andre 3000. You
Okay.
know, it I think it's dope because that just shows, man, that just shows growth to me. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like,
he stepped away because of anxiety. He was just feeling too much anxiety. He's so talented. What's your power? What's your strength, your greatest ability?
Man, I would say, and my wife always says this, I have the ability to get along with everybody.
Mm.
You know,
That's a good ability.
my wife and kids always say, you know, you don't know a stranger. You know, I don't, you know, I like to believe and I like to try to be a good person, you know. Does it always work? I would say 98% of the time it does, but that 2%, sometimes I gotta, you know, put somebody in their place, you know what I mean?
Yep,
So,
yep.
but yeah, I mean,
Does anyone ever get angry at paramedics?
oh man, yes.
Yeah,
You talk about man, heroin addicts, people that you hit with Narcan, they get
you
pissed, man. They don't want to come out of that high, you know.
got any
It's,
crazy? You got any crazy stories? Like
oh
the crazy
man, how much
wildest?
time you got?
I got literally 5 minutes. What's the wildest or funniest story you ever came across?
Oh man, I
You
came
know what?
across or been a part of.
You know what? I'm gonna leave the audience in suspense, and
Okay.
we're gonna do a part two, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
And
Sounds good.
you could bring some stories. I just want to hit you with my last one.
Okay.
If you had a comic book superpower, what would it be and why?
Comic book superpower. You know, that question was asked to me in my full-time employment interview, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. It was worded a little bit different. They asked, what superhero, if you could be a superhero, what superhero would you be and why? Right? Okay. You have people saying Incredible Hulk because he's strong. You know, you have people saying, you know, Flash because he's fast. It's, you know, different things, you know, different, you know, superheroes. I just can't. I hit him with the Batman. Batman needs a partner to get his job done, right? He don't have no superpowers. He got every tool he needs on his belt, right?
Yep.
He's just a regular dude.
Yep. I
So
love it.
that's it. That's
I
it,
love
bro.
it. Hey, I appreciate you so much. I love to give people their roses, while they're still here, and just tell them that, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you hopping on and just connecting with me in this way.
Oh man, no
And
doubt.
we definitely gonna do a part two.
Okay.
All right, family. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Everyone I interview, I've chosen for you guys because of their story, and I hope that you get some value every single time. If you did get value or just simply enjoyed the episode, please share the episode with someone that you know. If you know of a guest, a frontline hero that has an amazing story, something uplifting or a positive message, hit me up in the contact form of www.davidleith.com or DM me at Instagram at davidleith1. Subscribe to the show because I have some really phenomenal guests coming up in the next few weeks that you definitely don't want to miss. All right, one.